Yeah, this one's for you.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? It's been a minute, guys, but welcome and welcome back to the one and only, of course, Sloan Throat, Everything Better in Slow-Mo, the podcast where we talk about R&B, we slow it down with me, your host, your girl, BGK, aka Bailey, aka Miss Slow It Down. Guys, I am back. An R&B bitch. I am the melody who telling me where harmony is, guys. I am back and I'm better. Hey, guys, you know, no need to fear. Slow It Up Saturdays is back, guys, and we are here to stay. So, guys, this week we are just going to be talking a little bit about why I've been on break. I'll kind of break down the shoulder surgery I had about 2 weeks ago. So we'll talk a little bit about that, a little bit of story time, guys, and we're going to be talking about, you know, the melodies, the harmonies, the flows, everything in R&B, and, you know, what you guys missed while I've been gone. I got to fill you guys in, of course, found some new stuff. You know, brought back some old stuff. Y'all know what I'm saying. I'm here. No need to fear. I got them slow jams on lock, and I am ready to share, guys. So, yeah, guys. It's Saturday, guys. Let's slow it down. It's been a minute, guys. I missed y'all. So, thank y'all for coming, slowing it down with me again. And let's get it, guys. We are on episode 14, guys. I'm back. Let's slow it down now. Good, how y'all doing? Welcome or welcome back, guys. It's been a minute to the one and only Slow and Throw It, Everything Better in Slow-Mo, the podcast where you come to get all your R&B needs fulfilled with your host, me, BJK, aka Bailey, aka Miss Slow It Down, aka me. Y'all, it's been a minute. You know I've been on a break. Guys, I'm back. Miss Slow It Down's back. And we is gonna be talking about Chicks Tape Season, guys. Hashtag Chicks Tape Season this episode, y'all. So, guys, I've been out missing for a bit. If y'all noticed, I had some little bit of surgery done on my shoulder. I had a torn labrum. Ended up getting 9 anchors in this bitch. So I've been on a little hiatus, a little break, but I'm back, guys. No need to fear, because Slow It Up Saturday is here, guys. Woo! I'm ready to talk music with y'all. I am so excited, guys. This, you know, in these couple months, we have some great projects coming, and I don't even know if I'm ready, y'all, but I am. So, yeah, let's get into this, y'all. How y'all doing? What's good? I missed y'all. Right now, guys, you know, no need to fear. Slow It Up Saturdays is back for this special episode, guys. I'm back and I'm better. Hey, no Bryson Tiller. You know, I had my arm operated on the 20th of August, you know, everything went well. Got an hour and a half surgery, and then I was in a month in a sling, you know, very limited to what I could do. I was resting a lot, you know, and then, you know, after a month, I weaned out of the sling, and now we are in PT phase, physical therapy 3 times a week, getting that bitch moving, and let me tell you guys, this is one of the hardest things I've ever been through. Certainly a very painful recovery. The tear I had was more severe than what my doctor initially thought. That's why there's 9 anchors in there. Everything went well, though, and everything's doing good with it now. Therapy, I'm taking it day by day. It's very frustrating. But, yeah, I'm sticking to it and trying to get back, y'all. So, yeah, I was on a little bit of a break, but I'm back, guys. So, remember to tune in again every Saturday. I post at 12. I shout a link on every social media. Make sure you go to Facebook to like the Slow and Throw It, Everything Better in Slow-Mo podcast official page, where I post my thoughts, you know, about music, y'all. And I also post each episode's double cup love list of the 10 songs I give y'all each week. So make sure you go and give that a like. I also now have a Twitter page for it. So I just keep you guys updated on there. So make sure y'all do that. And tune in, guys, every Saturday, because we back and we better. Another big thing I want to talk about, guys, Chicks Tape season, guys. Hashtag Chicks Tape
season is here.
T-Lane's posted. We're going to dig into this, guys, though. He posted, though, that November is finally the time for Chicks Tape, which is now in a day or two, I think. I believe it's the 31st. I'm recording this part. I'll post this on November 2nd. But no date was given, just November. So, Chicks Tape 5, y'all. We're going to get into that. We're going to break down a great LP / album for Mixtape Madness. I kind of want to add in a second one, so I think I'm going to do a bonus on there. Double Cup Love. We got a special segment, guys. Miss Lowdown's chick list picks. We'll get more into that so you guys understand more. So, guys, stick around. Let's slow down, guys. It's been too long. Everything's been in slow-mo. I'm back. I'm better. I'm ready to slow it down. Tune in, guys, and let's get it. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? Welcome or welcome back to the lovely segment, Live Talks and Henny Shots here on Slow and Throw It, Everything Better in Slow-Mo. This segment is the segment where I give you guys the latest in the weekly hip-hop and R&B news, guys. So I got 5 stories for y'all today. So let's jump into this. All right, the first story that I picked is Nicki Minaj has to get into some things on upcoming Queen radio episode. This was reported on October 30th, 2019, guys. Nicki Minaj is getting ready for a new episode of Queen Radio. Nicki Minaj's and Nicki Minaj's ever controversial Queen Radio has birthed some truly wild moments. From the trade against Travis Scott to her episode with Joe Budden, anytime Nicki Minaj gets on the air, it's undoubtedly worth listening to. And if you missed out, don't worry, Twitter will cover you on the recap. Twitter handles it all. Nicki took to Instagram, where she announced that she'll be hosting a new episode of Queen Radio this weekend. While she's been relatively quiet on the music tip recently, this could very well mean that she might have some exciting news about what she has up her sleeve. However, she did mention that there are some things that she will need to address. She said, "Who wants a new Queen Radio this week, this Friday? Because, well, I need to get some things," she wrote. She later told fans to vote on whether they want it on Friday or Saturday, so go to Twitter and vote, guys. I think it's still available. There's a lot that has happened since the last episode of Queen Radio. Recently, she and her husband, Kenneth Petty, have been reported to have gotten married already. Although they haven't had a wedding, she's announced her retirement, which doesn't seem like it's a thing anymore. What we could also hopefully expect is a status on the song New Body she had with Kanye West. Last we heard, Ye tried to make it a gospel song for the Jesus is King album, but clearly it didn't make the cut. So yeah, guys, tune in for that on Friday or Saturday. Maybe some, you know, Queen Radio with Nicki Minaj. Might get some new good news, might not. She has something to air out, so you know, we'll just have to tune in and see what Nicki Minaj has to say. Alright, guys, for story number 2, I picked Kodak Black involved in a fight in prison that left a guard hospitalized. This is the report. This was reported on October 30th, guys. So, Kodak Black reportedly found himself in trouble in prison. Can't seem to stay out of that. I see. It has undoubtedly been a rough year for Kodak Black, one that will take some serious time and effort to recuperate from. Sorry, guys. The rapper's legal troubles have piled up, and now he's behind bars while he awaits his sentencing for a gun charge. The rapper's attempt to get out on bond, although that was shut down. I remember when it got shut down, actually. Unlike his previous stints behind bars, it doesn't look like things are going smoothly this time around. According to Miami's local 10 outlet, Black was involved in a prison fight on Thursday night in Miami. Two inmates got into a scrap in the prison, but it's unclear if Kodak Black was one of them. The details surrounding the situation are pretty unclear right now, so it's hard to determine the capacity of Kodak's true involvement. The prison scrap ended up resulting in the injury of a prison guard. The guard was taken to the hospital, but again, the details on the injury haven't been released. Kodak Black pleaded guilty to firearm charges earlier this year. The rapper was arrested ahead of his performance at Rolling Loud Miami in May on federal firearm charges. The rapper didn't take a deal in the case, changing his plea for not guilty to guilty. He's currently awaiting his sentencing, which is set to take place on November 13th. He's currently facing 8 years in prison for the gun charge, guys. So, prayers up to Kodak. Hopefully, he's staying out of trouble, and we'll get more news on that story, hopefully, as they come in. All right, guys, for number three here on Life Talks and Handy Shots, Drezzy threatens to air out Jacquees on Twitter. This was reported on October 30th, guys. All right, okay, let's see here. This might get ugly. Jacquees and Drezzy's relationship has been hard to keep up with. In September, he declared with a simple tweet that she was single. Then, just a couple of weeks later, Drezzy was surprised by a room covered in petal roses, courtesy of the self-proclaimed king of R&B, y'all. Now, y'all know it's Kia. Jacquees? Anyway, now she's threatening to air him out on Twitter. Y'all went wrong. What went wrong? Drezzy's threat was not unprompted, though. She was directly replying to a subtweet from Jacquees that read, "You can't make me feel bad for decisions you made. Jacquees, the last person to expect to keep private matters private. So if he's going to play that game, Drezzy's going to come prepared with shade of her own." She's answered with former boo with the scathing message, "When I air your shit out on this app, I don't say shit." That's what Drezzy stated. This is a sharp turnaround from just a few months ago when Drezzy was swooning over Jacquees. "He's more than what y'all see on the internet," Drezzy once told Wrap Up. "I know y'all see the funny videos and memes on the remixes, and everybody think like, oh, Jacquees, every celebrity that you see on the blogs is a real person in real life. I used to be looking at him the same way, like, oh, there's Jacquees." Now, guys, Drezzy and him is not looking good, and she might air out his shit on Twitter, y'all. Damn, wonder what went wrong there, y'all. Alright, guys, for the next story here I picked out is a report on October 30th. K. Michelle says R. Kelly would only approve of T-Pain as the other king of R&B. Damn, y'all. R. Kelly has better things to concern himself over than the title of king of R&B. R. Kelly doesn't have many friends in the industry that are willing to vouch for him these days. Following the release of Surviving R. Kelly, there weren't many who were willing to stand by his side. Many of his collaborators in the industry distanced themselves from him, with a few even removing collabs with him from streaming services, y'all. Yeah, he took a hard hit. K. Michelle, however, has been rocking with him, though. She hasn't necessarily defended him, but she has attempted to point out the hypocrisy in the public backlash towards the state. She and R. Kelly when he essentially discovered her and helped her sign a record deal. So even if she does or doesn't support Kelly, she doesn't actually have anything bad to say about him, at least publicly. Most recently, She has not only dubbed him as the king of R&B, but she's also revealed who she thinks the Peter Piper would approve as the other king of R&B. The other king of R&B that R. Kelly would approve of is T-Pain, she wrote. I'm just talking musically. This statement obviously upset a lot of people, but she continued to defend her stance on the topic in subsequent tweets. Has T-Pain done enough to be dubbed the king of R&B? Sound off in the comments. So, yeah, she went off. Another tweet. I don't think y'all understand how gifted T-Pain is. Y'all like to sleep on him and play that favoritism shit. This man be singing melodies and notes that I didn't even know existed. He is a beast. Another tweet. I've worked with the best, and there are only three people I fall back on. And take their musical advice in the studio: T-Pain, R. Kelly, and Rico Love. Other than that, I got it. So what do y'all think? Y'all think she dubbed the right king or what? What do y'all think about that? R. Kelly's not getting love from anybody these days, but you know what he did was ultimately wrong. All right, guys, here on Life Talks and Honey Shots, I got one more story for y'all. Report on October 30th. Wendy Williams weighs in on the T.I. and Iggy Azalea drama. She agrees that Tip should shut up. She said what she said. T.I. and Iggy Azalea, if you guys have been following, have been going head-to-head recently, and the latest on their back and forth came to the after Tip told the Breakfast Club crew that him signing her may have ruined his legacy. He stated to the Breakfast Club, I'm still actively looking for another female rapper who can undo the bundler of Iggy Azalea, Tip said, adding that Iggy switched up her vibes when she realized that white people like her music. By no surprise, Wendy Williams has jumped in the ring to share her opinion on the beef. And while she doesn't have much to say in response to Iggy, agreeing that she did jump to her white fan base quick, she does agree with the fancy rapper that Tip needs to shut up. I don't know Iggy Azalea, Wendy stated, but I do believe that T.I. needs to stop talking about this. Wendy told her audience, as seen in a clip below, she didn't ruin your legacy, she added to it, because by you discovering her, whether you like her today or not, she did have that fancy song. Elsewhere in the clip, Wendy states that she understands Iggy's move to pertain to her white audience. I don't blame Iggy for turning white all of a sudden, she said. She's white, she played black, and then she went white, and now T.I. is still talking. So you can watch the full clip of Wendy on Instagram. It's on the Wendy Show official page, guys. You can watch that if you want to hear all the drama, all the beef going on. You know, Wendy Williams always got something to say. Anyways, guys, that is the five stories I have for y'all this week on Life Talks and Honey Shots. I hope y'all enjoyed. Stick around because we got some, we got the Saturday Slow Up coming up, and thank y'all for slowing it down with me. It's good to be back. And remember, guys, it's Chicks Tape season, and I'm back and I'm better, y'all. Hey, everything better in slow-mo. Stick around, stay tuned. Thank y'all. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? Welcome to the Saturday Slow Up here on Slow and Throat, Everything Better in Slow Mo, the one and only podcast where I fulfill all your R&B needs, y'all. Welcome to this week. It is Chicks Tape season, baby, and it's here, guys. Alright, so, guys, Chicks Tape 5, been waiting forever. Chicks Tape 5 will drop this November. T-Lanez put up a link to Spotify with a playlist on Spotify titled Chicks List, guys. Tori put it on a IG post, which he put, proud to finally announce Chickstape 5, November 2019. It's officially hashtag Chickstape season. Go to chickstape.com for the Chicks List, a playlist I personally curated, songs that inspired the samples and vibe for Chickstape 5. Link in bio. I need everyone to share. I'll be looking. T-Lane's posted that. The chicks list consists of 33 songs that are all, you know, that real R&B vibe, you know, that vibe you need for a chicks tape, of course. The songs featured are as followed, so I'm gonna just list them off to you guys. Some of my faves in here: You Don't Have to Call, Usher; Dilemma by Nelly featuring Kelly Rowland; So Gone by Monica; 21 Questions by 50 Cent featuring Nate Dogg; All I Have by Jennifer Lopez featuring LL Cool J; Mesmerize, Oldie But Goldie, by Ja Rule featuring Ashanti; I Need a Girl Part 2 by Diddy featuring Genuine, Loom, and Mario Muñoz; Why Don't We Fall in Love by Maria; Cold Hard Love by Tory Lanez; Full Moon by Brandy; Read Your Mind by Avon; Girlfriend by B2K Guys; I Don't Wanna Know by Mario Wines featuring Diddy and Enya; One Call Away by Chingy featuring Jason Weaver; Oh by Omarion. Oh my god, guys, I was hyped when I seen that. Grind With Me, Pretty Ricky; Gotta Make It, Trey Songz featuring Twista; Sexy Love, of course, by Neo; Promise, oh my goodness, by Sierra, guys; Torn by LaToya; Suffocate by Jay Holiday; One Wish by Ray J, of course; Say It by T-Lanez himself; Officially Missing You by Tama; Guess What by Celine Johnson; Put That Woman First by Jaheim; Say My Name by Destiny's Child, y'all; Kiss Me by Cassie; Lock You Down by Maya featuring Lil Wayne, Oldie; Peaches and Cream by 112; I Wanna Love You, Akon, featuring Snoop Dogg; and Southside, oh, one of my faves, by Lloyd featuring Ashanti; and the last but not least, Where to Party At by Jagged Edge featuring Nelly. So guys, those are the 33 songs that he put on the Chicks List, the playlist on Spotify, that, of course, what he stated before, created the vibe, created the samples that he used for Chickstape 5. So I'm just so excited to see how this turns out, and I just cannot wait to see. And I've waited forever for this Chickstape, and I think everybody who is a Chickstape fan has been waiting. And I can't wait for November to see what T-Lanez have been cooking up. You know, I'm very, very excited. And that playlist is actually, you can find the Chicks List on Tory Lanez's IG bio. The link is there, you just click it. There's no set drop date per se. You know, there's no set drop date set. Just a month, which is November, of course. Very excited to see, of course, what I said before, what T-Lanez has been cooking up. On IG, he's been very posting about, you know, dressing how, you know, they would back in the day, back in the good old days of R&B. I think that's great to promote it. And I'm just too excited. When I heard that announcement, I lost it. And it's going to be a good one, guys. So if you haven't already, go check out that Chicks List. The link is on Tory Lanez's Instagram bio. You just click it and it'll take you right to Spotify. If you have it, it'll take you on the app and you can like it and have that. Listen to the songs I just listed to y'all to get a taste of what, you know, the sound and the vibe is gonna be. So I'm very, 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 very excited for that. Also guys, I just wanted to say I'm back and I'm better. Hey. What's up, guys? You guys know I've been on a little hiatus here. I took a little break. because I had shoulder surgery. I had a torn labrum, which resulted in having about 9 anchors put into my left shoulder. But guys, you know what? I'm all better and I'm back. So stay tuned. Every Saturday, I'm gonna be posting again regularly. Make sure you go and like the page on Facebook. And yeah, I'll share the links every Saturday, guys. You're gonna slow it up. I'm back and I'm better. And yeah, stick around, guys, next for some double cup of love, which correlates with its hashtag chicks tape season, y'all. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for, you know, being so patient through the break. I'm so excited to share with you guys all this stuff. You know, all the music I've accumulated while I've been gone. And yeah, so I'll see you guys in the next segment, Double Cup of Love. And you guys are going to love this theme. Remember, keep it chopped, never slopped, and everything's better in slow-mo, y'all. Hey, how y'all doing? What's up, guys? Welcome to the Double Cup of Love segment, guys. The segment where I give you guys 10 songs for the week to listen to. This week's theme being Miss Slow It Down's Chicks List Picks. So I picked 10 songs from the Chicks List playlist that T-Lane's put up for the Chicks Tape 5 tape. He listed all the songs he used, you know, for samples in the vibe. So I picked 10 for y'all out of those. It was really, really hard to pick, but here we go, guys. And remember, you can find this list listed on the official Facebook page for Slow and Thought, Everything Better in Slow-Mo. Make sure you go give that a like so you can have the list right in front of y'all. All right, here's my Double Cup Love Chicks List Picks for this week. 1. Being O by Omarion. 2. One Wish by Ray J. 3. Suffocate by Jay Holiday. 4. Southside by Lloyd featuring Ashanti. 5. One Call Away by Chingy featuring Jason Waver. 6. Promise by Sierra. 7. Grind With Me by Pretty Ricky. 8. 21 Questions by 50 Cent featuring Nate Dogg. 9. Peaches and Cream by 112. 10. Say My Name by Destiny's Child, and my bonus would be Girlfriend by 112. So, I hope you guys go and enjoy and listen to that. Go to T-Lane's page to get the link to the playlist, which is on Spotify, and enjoy that, and wait until Chicks Tape comes out, baby, because it's Chicks Tape season, y'all, and November is closer than close can be. And I am more than excited to see what T-Lane's been cooking up, y'all. That was it for this week's Double Cup Love. Remember, the list is up on the official Facebook page. Go get that listen, y'all. And keep it slow and throw, guys. Stick around for some mixtape madness, y'all. What is up, y'all? How y'all doing? Welcome back to Mixtape Madness, guys. this week we gonna be breaking down Summer Walker's album Over It. So it was released on October 19th, 2019. The genre was R&B and soul. Her label was LVRN Records, and it is an 18 track album. Summer Walker breathed fresh air into the R&B world in 2019 with her Last Day of Summer project, which contained her breakout hit Girls Need Love. The Atlanta native unveiled plans for her debut album on Monday, taking to IG to announce her Over It album. She stated, "My first album, Over It, is coming XX/XX/19. She cryptically teased. The post came with a video of Walker writing Over It out in red lipstick on a mirror. While Summer didn't, you know, give away an exact dead set release date, she dropped it on the 19th, and boy, it slaps mad hard. It's been out for a few weeks now, and it is busting charts left and right, guys. The 23-year-old burst onto the mainstream scene when the bubbling Girls Need Love received the Drake remixed package, honorary package, back in February. The sultry Arsino Archer produced tune would go on to reach a peak of number 37 on the Billboard Hot 100. She also released The Clearer, her EP, at the top of 2019. So the track list to Over It by Summer Walker, the 18 track album, is 1, Over It, 2, Body, 3, Playing Games, the extended version featuring Bryson Tiller, 4, Drunk Dialing, .LODT, 5, Come Through, featuring Usher, 6, Being Potential, 7, Being Fun Girl, 8, Tonight, 9, Me, 10, one of my faves, Like It, featuring Black, at 11, we have Just Might, featuring PND, Party Next Door, one of my favorites, 12, this was a single, Stretch You Out, featuring Boogie With a Hoodie, Off of You, at 13, 14, Anna May, 15, I'll Kill You, featuring Janae Aquio, which you guys can hear playing in the background right now, 16, Nobody Else, 17, Playing Games, and at 18, she concluded the album with Girls Need Love, the Drake remix, guys. So, I kind of also want to talk about this, I want to talk about this album, by Tank, he dropped, and I was really, really hyped about this, and it's just a classic. It's everything R&B that you want. Evolution, guys. So Tank dropped this. It's a 14 track album, and it was just a kind of a surprise, drop a little bit, I think I would say, anyway. So he dropped this, and the playlist includes 14 songs, like I said, and there's a couple features on there, a couple actually OG features on there that I know R&B fans would love, like some, we got a little bit of Keith Sweat on there, you feel me? An OG, just like Tank himself. And, you know, it's just, this album really shows Tank and how he does it, baby, the way he does it, you feel me? So, it was released actually on October 25th, 2019. R&B and, you know, soul is the genre. Label is R&B Money, / Atlantic Records. And this was a highly anticipated album. So it's that time for a new R&B album from R&B mainstay Tank. The singer has been teased teasing a new album titled Evolution, and it's finally here. It dropped the 25th, of course, and it is his 9th album, guys. So, you know, it's been a while, it's been a pretty big year for Tank already, making, you know, feature appearances and branching out with other names in R&B. The singer was featured on Chris Brown's Indigo album and on Life Jennings 777 project. Go check those out if you guys haven't. Tank will also be joining Fantasia, Robin Thicke, and The Boy Fire on the Sketchbook Tour, kicking off in October. Additionally, earlier this year, Tank secured the number one adult urban commentary, single with the album's lead single, Dirty. Dirty was released in January to start the year. Dirty is co-written and with longtime collaborator Jay Valentine and produced by Cardabic. A remix to the song featuring Chris Brown, Feather, and Reiki was also released and will also appear on the album, which it is. The remix samples Keith Sweat's classic Twisted, y'all. So guys, you know, the album features include Omar Hardwick, Keith Sweat, Sean Stockholm, JoJo, Luke James, Major Carvana, and Dante Dunti. So the 14-track album, this is the track list. Overture featuring Omar Hardwick. At number 2, we have Evolution featuring Carvana Jones. At number 3, we have WWJD. At 4, we have Champion. 5, No Cap, featuring Dante. 6, being my favorite, I Don't Think You're Ready. 7, my fave, Dirty. Somebody Else, featuring JoJo, one of my favorites. Do You, featuring Keith Sweat and Cadence Boyd. 10, I Promise. 11, You Mean More, featuring Luke James and Major. 12, This, one of my favorites. This was a single as well. It came out a few days prior to the album, featuring Sean Stockholm and Omar Hardwick. 13, Our Song, and Dirty, the remix, featuring Chris Brown, Feather, and Reiki. So you guys can find this album. It's out everywhere. Remember, it's by Tank, Evolution. Go check it out. It's an R&B classic. I Don't Think You're Ready. There's just too many classics on there to mention. You guys gotta go check them out. So those are my two double cup love, I mean my two mixtape madness for this week. I kind of throw in a bonus with that Tank joint, but go check out Over It by Summer Walker and Evolution by Tank, guys, and I hope you guys enjoyed. Go give it a listen, and remember to let me know what y'all think, what y'all like, what y'all don't like. And yeah, thank you guys for slowing it down with me. It's been a while, but we got back into it. And I'm excited to be back and share with y'all. So yeah, much love to y'all. Shout out. Thanks for slowing it down with me. Remember, everything's better in slow-mo. Of course, keep it chopped. Never ever slept. And yeah, guys, thank y'all so very much. Guys, it's sad, but it has to come to the end of this week's episode of Slow and Throw It, Everything Better in Slow-Mo. Remember, guys, I'm back and I'm better from my hiatus. I will be posting every Saturday, guys. Links will be shared on my social media. Make sure you go to Facebook, and I made a Twitter page also for the official Slow and Throat, Everything Better in Slow Mo podcast page. Go give that page a like. I post the Double Cup Love 10 songs list every week for y'all, so you guys have them right there. And just hear what I gotta say. Make sure you guys go give that a like. And tune in every Saturday at noon. I'm back, guys, and I'm ready to slow it down with y'all. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys go give the Double Cup Love songs a listen. And thank y'all for slowing it down with me. Keep it chopped, never stop, guys, and enjoy. You know I'm a freak gang. I'm do some things and you tell me, oh Lord, I'm gonna fuck you right if you let go, baby. Hey, slow and throw everything better in slow-mo, listen and tune in, cause R&B music is the best. I am Miss Slow It Down, and thanks for slowing it down with me. Hey, thanks for slowing it down with me. Hey. Keep it slow. Keep it chopped, not slopped.